Okay, so now the moment we've all been waiting for. We got Drake Martinez in the studio. Resurrected Laguna Beach program. How you doing, Drake?
Pretty good, Barrett.
Drake, get a little close to that microphone for me. You're wavering your head. I know it's a great view. You good?
Yeah.
All right.
So we got Nebraska. You're headlining a really good number 11 ranked in the nation class. When did you know Nebraska was a place for you? Because I know Michigan State and Vandy gave you offers too, and you're really looking at them.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the most question I've been asked this whole week.
Good job, Barrett.
That like 10 times. But probably after I made the trip to Michigan State, I knew that was the place for me. I just felt most comfortable in Nebraska. I felt like Michigan State was more of a business than like a family. I was looking for where I felt most comfortable being, like a football like family, I guess. And I've known Mo for like 5 years now, and with Taylor being there, it's just gonna make like the transition from high school to college to be real easy.
Yeah, it's good. So this signing class, they had two big name running backs, and both four stars. They had three safety signed, but I know that Nebraska graduated safety last year. They graduated Rex Burkhead, really good running back. And I know you play running back and safety. So have you made the decision? Have the coaches talked to you about that yet?
Well, the coaches said I could play both sides of the ball, but you can't go both ways, like starting. So I'm just gonna try to play safety. I think that's where I'm gonna be like most effective on the field.
Good.
And in special teams.
How do you feel about that? Would you want to play safety over running back?
Yeah. I think I'm better at safety than running back.
All right.
And have the coaches talked to you about kick returning? Because I know you scored a bunch of touchdowns there.
Yeah, I talked to Bo like last week about doing punt and kick returns. He says he's gonna give me a shot at it and see how good I do, I guess.
So you could have like a really bright freshman year. You're expecting to.
Hopefully. It depends if they redshirt me or not. I don't want a redshirt. But if I do, I mean,
it would only mean more success in the future if you get redshirted.
But I don't want a redshirt because I think the team's gonna be like real good this year, and I want to like contribute on special teams or even get some safety in if possible.
Cool.
Right, that's good. So you talked about the family aspect versus the business aspect of Michigan State. How are you gonna treat it with your brother as a senior, the leader on that team, the captain, the quarterback? Are you gonna treat him like another player, or is he gonna be your brother still?
Well, both. He's my best friend, and I don't think I could just look at him and say, like, oh, that's just another player because he's my brother. I've known him my whole life. But, yeah, I'm also going to treat him as a player. Like, he's just one of the guys and stuff like that. But knowing he's my brother and, like, everybody knows of him and a lot of people know of me now because I'm his brother, I think there's going to be pressure on me to, like, for, like, all the expectations, stuff like that. But I think it'll be fun.
Good. So now we have Johnny coming in maybe 10 minutes. So Johnny Stanton, that is, Santa Margarita quarterback, going to Nebraska. How do you think Taylor's going to take him in? Because he's a senior now. Is he going to take him in and learn from him, or is Johnny going to compete with him freshman year?
I think Taylor has the job. Johnny's a great quarterback, but coming in freshman year and starting for a great college like that, it's really hard, and because Taylor, I think he's gonna learn a lot from Taylor because he played at a like redshirt freshman year, and I think Taylor's gonna have some good advice to what to and what not to do as a college athlete.
Now, are you friends with Johnny? Because you obviously didn't play for the same team.
Yeah, I'm friends with Johnny. I met him like last year, and we threw a football around a couple times.
All right,
because I know he committed early, right? How much of a pull did he have on you? Because you guys are, I know. Him and Taylor threw around a little bit, and you were with him, and you guys were hanging out.
Well, I mean, it's just another person that's there that I feel comfortable with, so that goes back to picking where I feel most comfortable.
I have a really relevant question.
Okay.
How do you feel about the name Cornhusker?
Oh.
I think it's just, I don't know. I think it's a cool name. They have a few names, like Big Red and stuff like that, but...
Blackshirt, you're going to be a Blackshirt next year.
Did you put thought into that when you're like, I'm going to Nebraska... Crap! I'm gonna be a Cornhusker.
Gotta put on that hat.
Because I would have. That would have gone through my head, and well, I would have considered.
It is what it is. Okay. There's different names for them. Black shirts. I'm gonna be a black shirt because I'm gonna be on the defense. So I'll go with black shirt.
Get that tough nose.
That
defense.
Is a lot cooler.
So now you've broken countless records at Laguna Beach. You've made us relevant along with, I mean, our team the past couple of years and Mike Churchill. What do you expect? What can we expect from you next year in the college and even looking past that?
Hopefully the same thing, like big plays and.
Fun to watch.
What?
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
Get that top 10 going.
Yeah, I know. But next year I think Coach Brown, like, he really did a good job coaching up the team. We didn't know how good the JV team was going to be with like all their talent, but Coach Brown really stepped up and helped it. There's a lot of kids that knew how to play football. It was their first year, and Coach Brown really coached them up and got them ready for the games. And I think they had a winning season this year, which is really good.
Yeah, they did. They had a really good season. So that's all we got for you. You got anything else?
All right, cool. Well, I just want to say you have been a pleasure to watch. I mean, Drake Martinez, of course, setting tons of records for Laguna Beach High School. It would be rare to see somebody like him come through again. So we can only hope that you
hope
make the
miracle.
Town proud, man. Do you ever watch Friday Night Lights?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great show. You're going to be like Smash Williams and go on and make everybody proud from Dillon, Texas. Right. Whatever. I've been watching it lately. Okay, Drake Martinez in studio. Johnny Stanton's going to join us on the phone in a little bit.
Yeah, he will.
This is also Barrett Thornton on the microphone. He's our very educated and very committed sports reporter. You know everything. Drake, thank you very much, man.
Thanks a lot, Drake.
Come in. Yep. We're KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Back to the music after this.